WABC, New York. 880 on your dial.
For Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, thanks to the makers of... Tonight, Vox Pop travels to Minneapolis, Minnesota to talk with folks at the Northern Pump Company, one of the largest Navy ordnance plants in the country. Our Navy wants its seagoing fighting equipment in a hurry, and the workers at the Northern Pump Company give it to them on time, yes, even ahead of time. How? Well, the folks there will tell you themselves through your two Vox Poppers, Park Johnson and Warren Hull. Come in, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yes, folks, this is Box Johnson.
And this is Warren Hull.
And we're standing at the corner of Broadway and Main Street, inside the finest machine shop in the world, with some 8,000 workers standing on all sides of it, sitting on big guns and looking down from those huge overhead cranes.
Yes, and all around us are miles of tremendous machines which work 20 hours a day, turning out the 5-inch gun mouths for our fighting Navy.
And that's not all. Northern Pump Company manufactures a lot of the elevating gear for our big 16-inch guns and those deadly multiple torpedo tubes, as well as some efficient anti-aircraft gun mounts, too.
And ammunition hoists, too, and something else. For our friends way down the Mississippi, right outside this shop, the old Father of Waters is frozen solid, banks to banks. How do you like that?
Oh, there's just so much to talk about here, but let's chat with one of these northern pump workers. But first, before we do, about our Vox Pop alarm clock. It's here at the microphone. It's set by our engineer to ring sometime during the half hour. I don't know when it's going to ring. You don't know when it's going to ring. None of the folks being interviewed know. But whoever is at the microphone, when our Vox Pop alarm clock rings, gets not a $10 bill as usual this week, but a tremendous surprise gift. Oh, boy, let's wait and see. Come up here, sir. First is one of the many veterans back from the fighting front who are working here at Northern Pump. He's 41, he's married, and he's on the assembly line building fighting equipment for his buddies all over the world. Folks from Canby, Minnesota, Charles Milhouse. Charlie, what outfit were you in over there?
I was in the 532nd Coast Artillery.
Uh-huh. Well, where were you?
I was in Tunis, the Hill 609.
Oh, that old Hill 609. That was a hot one, wasn't it?
Yes,
how long
it
you
was.
Been back?
I came back the 10th of November.
Why'd you come back? If you mind, don't mind.
I'm just over age. I was a little too old for the Army.
Just a little too old? Well, brother, I bet you did your job while you were there. What's your job over here?
On the assembly line.
On the assembly line.
Yes.
This is really one place, the only place, I believe, where there is a heavy assembly line, all this heavy stuff. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right.
The only place. Well, now, what you doing on that line? You mind telling me?
Well,
what
I'm building units.
Building units?
Yes,
well, we better not go any further than that, have we? All right. Tell me, though, what kind of an outfit you found this Northern Pump to be?
Well, I think it's a very nice outfit. It's a good place to work. Fellows around here seem to be a good bunch of fellows.
And they know the job, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, they do. They certainly do.
Folks, you heard that spontaneous outburst from some of these thousands here. I want to say just a word right here now, if you don't mind, Charlie, about Mr. John B. Hawley, the president of Northern Pump. He is Northern Pump. You know, he's called the finest hydraulic engineer in the world, and I believe confidentially that he'll admit it. You know? Well, he thinks first of our Navy and of the men and women who work for him, as you'll see. There's no red tape around Northern Pump and John B. Hawley. Out here, they don't even write each other's letters. You know, letters waste time, and it also wastes paper, which we need so sadly right now. No, sir, they don't fool around at Northern Pump. In fact, Hawley and his 12,000 working soldiers are always months ahead of the unbelievable in production. That about right, Charlie?
That's right.
Say, you know the value of perfectly working equipment, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Were you ever in a spot where a thing had to work or else?
Well, I've been in a few spots where it's either work or else.
Where? You recall one of them?
Well, a Hill 609 is one.
Yeah?
I remember there one time, Messerschmitt come over and we shot it down and just one slip would have been fatal for us.
One bad cartridge and it would have been all over.
One bad cartridge.
Huh? Who was your commanding general over in Tunisia?
Well, Patton was.
General Patton.
I think he's a wonderful fellow.
Did you ever see him?
Yes, I've seen him several times. Come in one time, we were being shelled by the Germans. Patton come along, we was most of us in our foxholes. Said, "What's the matter, boys? You should take a little nap."
And then what the boys do?
Well,
I know, they got out of there, didn't they?
They sure did.
He's a good man, isn't he?
He certainly is.
Any others of the family in the service?
I have a son in the Navy. I have a boy in the Air Corps.
Navy? What's he doing?
Well, he's handling these 5-inch guns.
You say he's handling these 5-inch guns that you make here? Well, he doesn't have to worry, and we don't either. Charlie, wish I could talk to you some more, about the son especially. But to a double-barreled soldier, one from the fighting front and the production front, something from good old Bromo Seltzer. As you're just home, we thought you'd like this swell herringbone tweed suit. Can you use it?
Well, I certainly can.
And wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. That's not all. Hold it a minute. On top of that, our scout reported that you could use a beautiful 20-gauge shotgun, huh?
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you a lot.
Folks, one of my best friends is an officer in the Navy, and he suggested some time ago that we bring Vox Pop to Northern Pump because he said they had the best engineering brains, the greatest production record, and were doing the finest job for the Navy of any company he knew making this kind of naval ordnance. And incidentally, you workers might like to know that right now he's out in the South Pacific on a carrier fighting with some of the very guns and equipment that you've made here. And now, we want to chat with a young man, 25, who's home on sick leave for 6 months after 3 years as an engineer with the Perry Command of the Army Air Forces. Another serviceman Northern Pump is glad to employ. Technical sergeant, I guess you're still that, aren't you?
That's right.
Robert Adolphe. Hey, Bob, it seems though you have a lot of friends out there. You hear all those people from your department applauding?
I hope so.
I hope all your family's listening. Are you married?
No, I'm still happy.
Oh. I don't know why so many fellows say that. I think marriage is here to stay, though, don't you? What's your job here at the pump, Bob?
I work on the assembly line.
On the assembly line? Well, naval ordnance on the assembly line is something new. Mass production of precision machinery is really new for the Navy, isn't it?
That's right.
It's always been custom-built, every piece on a battleship that I knew of before. But men like Mr. Hawley and plants like Northern Pump are the ones that have made it possible for our Navy to expand so quickly, right?
Right.
You know it's right, don't you, brother? Say, Bob, what happens at the end of your sick leave?
Well, I take an examination, and if I pass it, I'm back in.
You go right back in the Air Forces?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Reinstatement.
And if you don't pass it, you'll be right here on the assembly.
I'll be right here, one of the 1C boys.
I see. Well, why were you sent back? Were you sick or wounded?
Well, hurt a little.
Well, what happened?
Well, we're on a scheduled flight from the British Isles to Africa, and we run into a little trouble. Three fork wolves kind of took care of us.
Oh, a little trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go on. Tell me what happened.
Well, there were 8 engineers and pilot and co-pilot aboard a B-24. And they strafed the ship from one end to the other and got the pilot and the co-pilot and one engineer.
What do you mean there was no one left to fly it?
That's right.
Well, what happened? What did you do?
Well, in a situation like that, there's no time to waste, so I thought the best thing for me to do was get in there.
What do you mean? You got into the pilot seat?
That's right.
Well, how?
Well, we just had to kick him out of there, that was all.
Yeah, and you took over?
That's right.
You've never flown a B-24?
No, sir.
Fine situation. Well, what did you do? Were you nearly heading down to the ocean?
Well, you lose altitude rather rapidly when there's no one at the control. The ship is pretty heavy.
You pulled it out all right, huh?
Well, just barely.
Where did you head for?
Well, the only place I knew to head for was right back where I came from. Where we went.
You mean all the way back to England?
That's right.
Well, what did you do? Did you get there all right?
Well, we got there all right.
And you set her down all by yourself?
Well, yes.
You mean in a manner of speaking. That's how you got hurt, huh?
That's right.
Well, not seriously.
No. No one was hurt seriously.
Were you able to walk out of that? That's, you know, it's a hot ship to land. Were you able to walk out of it all right on your own power?
Yes, I walked out of it, but I mean I sat right down and kissed the earth.
I thought you didn't move for a long time. Well, that's how you got the Silver Star Medal. We know you got that. Well, you did a marvelous job, too. Bob, we're glad we met up with you. And to thank you for being with us, Roma Seltzer has for you something to use out of doors here in Minnesota. A pair of swell snowshoes, and to wear with them a heavy all-wool red plaid lumberjack jacket. And when you want to dress up for the city, we have a full-length gabardine ulster with alpaca collar and full alpaca lining. And so you can get to work on time. This is the most valuable of all. A real, alive alarm clock, rebuilt and guaranteed. Thank you, and good luck to you. Technical Sergeant Robert Adolphe.
Thank you.
All right, folks.
Folks, I can't tell you how much Warren and I appreciate your letters. It really warms our hearts to have you write in and say, as does Ms. Nicholas A. Nolan, Sr. of East Orange, New Jersey.
I thoroughly enjoy Vox Pop. Not only is it grand entertainment, but does so much good for our boys. And that's a big point with me because I have a son in the service. I want you to know, too, that for years I've depended on Broma Seltzer to give me quick, effective relief from common sick headaches. When I worked in an office, my boss always kept a large bottle of it in his desk drawer. But he wasn't the only one who used it. Whenever one of us girls would get an occasional headache, why, we'd always borrow from his bottle. Then when he'd send us out to get a new supply, we'd come back with a larger sized bottle so there'd be enough to help us all when we needed it. We'd tell him the drugstore just happened to be out of the smaller sizes. He was wise to us all right, but he thought it was better to supply us with Broma Seltzer than to put up with all our headaches.
That's pretty foxy on both sides, I'd say. But seriously, folks, it's always a good idea to get the large size bottle of Broma Seltzer. You save money, and you know there's quick, effective relief at hand, no matter what time of the day or night you happen to get a common sick headache.
Before our next interviewee, I want to give our sincere thanks to several of you who answered Corporal Gallipo's request for an out-of-print book, you know, last week from Laura Field. Two books arrived at the same time, one from Marion Hall of Christ Church Periodical Club in Cincinnati, and one from Mrs. S.A. McClung, Murray Hill Avenue, Pittsburgh. We know that Corporal Gallipo appreciates it a lot. We certainly do, and I'm sure he'll write you shortly, ladies. Don't send any more, because he can't read more than those two books. You know, much of the work on gun mounts, hydraulic equipment, elevating gears, and so on, we can't talk about. But I can say that our next Vox Popper is lead man of a crew that installs Satan firing mechanism on guns here. He's married, has a daughter, Arthene, who is 3, and he's a real soldier of production. Folks, from Minneapolis, George Thompson.
Yes.
So, George, just one child?
That's right, one girl.
One girl. Anybody else living with you in the family? Brothers, sisters, anybody?
No, we just have the one girl and the wife. And, well, in about another month, we kind of figure on...
That's what I was waiting on. I heard that, yeah. All right. I hope it's just exactly what you're looking for. George, how many Navy E's have you, men and women, here at Northern Ordnance 1?
We had the original E from the pump, and we have 4 additional, sir.
5 E's?
5 E's.
Aren't you proud of that job?
Mighty fine.
You've got every right in the world to be. Do you know how your work stands up out there on the fighting front?
Well, it's got to stand up, Parks. The fellas here make doggone sure that it's right on the money, and there's no chance of it slipping.
I can okay that from what I've seen since I've been here. But let's find out from the front. Will you stand to one side just a minute? Because just arrived from the South Pacific is a sailor who's going to tell us what he may know about it. He's attending the Navy school here at Northern Ordnance. He's learning new things about new gun mounts, hydraulic equipment, and so on. Folks, from New Orleans, Louisiana, Gunner's Mate, First Class, Harley Boudreau. I hear you're married, Harley.
Yes, sir, I am.
Got any children?
Yes, sir, I have a son, my wife. They both live in Washington, D.C.
How old is he?
9 months old.
Oh, swell. I notice that you've been in the American theater, that you've been in before Pearl Harbor, and that you've been out in the Asiatic area, and that you've had 3 major engagements, and that you've got a good Connick medal, right?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me what those engagements were?
Oh, Guadalcanal, the Battle of Munda,
mm-hmm.
and Coral Sea Battle.
Well, now, what was your job out there on the ship?
I was gun captain on a 5-inch 38 gun mount.
Gun captain?
Yes, sir.
Now, maybe you've seen some of our northern
pump works.
Yes, sir, I certainly have.
You have?
Yes, sir.
You're looking 7,000 or 8,000 of those workers in the face right here tonight. What can you tell them about the job they've been doing?
Well, truthfully, these guns that you people put out here are really swell. They do the work, and I think if you just keep putting them out like you have been doing, those old Japs won't stay out there very long.
All right. Now, hats off to every one of you folks who worked on these gun mounts and other equipment, and to you, Harley, and to all your mates all over the world. And Bomo Scouts and Vox Pop have got for you two or three little things to help you remember tonight, if you would forget it any other way. First of all, it's a beautiful silver Dunhill windproof cigarette lighter. And second, when that furlough comes up after school, a railroad and Pullman ticket down to see Ms. Boudreau and the son. And wait a minute. And we happen to found out that it's your birthday today. So as a special birthday present to you, on the other end of this long-distance telephone is someone that you might like to talk to. Someone you haven't seen in a long time. In fact, we're going to do something a little bit extra this time on Vox Pop. There are two someones on this phone. One in one city, one in the other. For goodness sake, Harley, take this phone and find out who it is.
Hello? Hello, honey.
Who's honey?
It's my wife. Huh? Hello, mother?
Ah, and mother. Where's mother?
Thank you. She's in New Orleans.
New Orleans? Well, Harley, now wait a minute. Hold on, you folks, mother and wife. We're going to let Harley go backstage and talk to you just as long as he wants to. And after all, we don't want to get in on this private conversation. Hold the phone, go backstage and talk just as long as you want to, Harley. Go on back there with the phone. We want George Thompson back at the microphone, and here he is. Say, tell me, George, how'd you feel when you heard what Harley Boudreau had to say?
Well, it made the fellows feel the same way that I feel. They're like, we can go out there and do a little better job than we had done before. Although we figured we were doing the best, we can go out and figure out a little bit better.
That's the spirit, brother. That's the spirit that all over the world will absolutely, you can't stop it. Well, George, I wish I had more time, but I haven't, so Bromo Seltzer's gifts are coming up. First, for Mrs. Thompson, a pretty pair of rose dust colored North Star all-world blankets. And the North Star is made in Minneapolis. And for you, we hear you're a darn good golfer. So we've got a sturdy golf bag, and in the bag, a match set of Ben Hogan irons from a 2 on through the 8, and a sandblaster and a new brassy. Can you use them?
Oh, you know what?
Thank you a lot, George Thompson. Okay, Warren.
By golly, that alarm clock hasn't gone off yet. You know, maybe it'll go off now. Let's see. Anyway, well, folks, as an army marches on its stomach, so this Northern Pump Army works on its stomach, and a mighty well-filled one it is, too. Here's the superintendent of the cafeteria, an assistant dietitian who, along with Miss Ruffy and 137 people in the commissary department, keeps everyone here satisfied gastronomically. They must be, if today's lunch is typical. Say, you didn't try out anything special, did you, Mrs. Inks?
No, sir.
Oh. Well, anyway, here she is, charming, gray-haired, a Minneapolitan, Mrs. Marie Inks. Say, Mrs. Ames, what was your experience for this job of yours?
I was just a housekeeper.
You a housewife?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were cooking for how many?
Three.
Well, how many do you cook for now?
10,000.
That is on both shifts.
Yes, on both shifts.
Now, get a little closer there so okay. all the world can hear you. Say, perhaps that's why Mr. Hawley hired you.
Might be.
Yeah, because you made the food taste like home, huh?
I hope we do.
Does it taste like home, fellas, huh? Well, folks, they have wagons here with hot plates. They're manned by pretty girls, and they serve the plant workers all through the miles of this plant. How many wagons do you have, Mrs. Inks?
93 in the day shift.
I see. Well, why do you have the wagons?
Well, we feel that the best way to keep the men going is to give them the best food possible.
Well, how long a lunch hour do they have?
Half hour.
How long does it take you to feed them?
7 minutes to feed about 5,000 men.
7 minutes?
That's right.
Boy, oh boy, that is a record. That's efficiency, even at the noon hour, isn't it? How much food do you need for today's lunch, for instance?
Oh, potatoes, perhaps 2 tons.
Yes.
And 1,000 pounds of beans.
Yes, a lot of beans.
That's right.
Yes, what else? How about milk?
7,000 planks.
Uh-oh, and those pork chops, they're awfully good. How many of them?
Oh, I'd say 5,000.
5,000 pork chops?
Just at noon.
Oh, boy. Well, are there any other services that Northern Pump has for keeping up the efficiency of its workers as well as these wonderful luncheons? And...
Well, we have in-between wagons that we feel uphold the safety record here because it gives the men a boost in the afternoon and in the forenoon.
Oh, you mean the things drag about 4 o'clock?
That's right. They have milk and rolls and so on. Then we have our own transportation service.
Yes.
We have a service that equips the... Well, out in the parking lot, so the men never come out finding a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
You take care of other things that worry them?
Everything.
Oh, that's wonderful. You have your own ration boards here, I imagine.
Yes, we have our own ration boards.
Oh, that's great. We don't want to forget all the people all over the country who are serving so patriotically on the ration boards, giving their time freely and doing a wonderful job. Say, Mr. Zink, we know that you make 11,000 people or thereabouts happy here every day, 7 days a week. So we'd like to make you happy. Now, we're not going to cook a meal for you or anything like that, but Broma Seltzer has some things for you. First, a smart white table lamp with brass trimmings and a brand new Philco 6-tube radio for your car. And knowing that you're a music lover, we have the best tickets for you for the next 3 concerts for your famous Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, folks, Warren Hall, aided by Dave and Bob, does a quick change to the role of singing train announcer.
Okay. Stop, look and listen. Our train is passing through, so stop, look and listen. It's talking right to you.
Night headache, three ways.
Fight common thick headache three ways with Broma Seltzer. Who could ask for anything more? You know yourself that it isn't just the pounding in your head that makes you feel so miserable, but the jumpy nerves and the upset stomach that may go along with that headache. But here's what happens when you take a Broma Seltzer.
That pain in your head starts to go, but fast. Those jumpy nerves begin to calm down. That upset stomach begins to feel more settled.
In other words, you get effective relief. Quickly feel more like your old self again. Try it. You'll see.
You can take Broma Seltzer while it's still fizzing or after it settles down. Use it only as directed on the label. For persistent or recurring headaches, see your doctor.
But when it's a common sick headache that's making you so miserable, you just want to go away somewhere and lie down. Then's the time to remember what our Vox Pop train says.
I did it three ways.
Back at Northern Pump, and here's a skilled machinist who operates a vertical turret lathe, working on pumps, hydraulic gear, brass castings, I don't know what all. He's married, he's got a 2.5-year-old son, and he's quite a hunter and a fisherman in what spare time he can find, they tell me. Folks, from Minneapolis, Harry Demoske. Harry, what shift are you on?
Night shift.
Night shift. Oh, that's so you can hunt a little bit some days, eh?
Well, when I get time.
Uh-huh. How many of your family's in the service?
Well, 3 brothers and 5 or 6 brother-in-laws.
Really? That many?
That's right.
Say, I bet it feels good turning out equipment here for these fellas to use, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it does, but I'd still like to join the Merchant Marine.
You really would?
Yes, I would. I'm going to make it some way.
You're really planning to do it?
That's right.
Why?
Well, I don't know. What are them guys going to say when they get back?
I'll tell you what they're going to say. They're going to say that you and millions like you have done a magnificent job, and without what you're doing, we couldn't afford a war. That's what they're going to say.
Well, I don't know. I'd still like to be out there.
Well, I know how you feel. You're a young sprout and all like that, so if you must go, you must go. Everything's all right. You know how it is. Well, Harry, time is passing. We've got to move along. We honor you both for your spirit and for what you've already done, and Broma Seltzer and Vox Pop want you to remember this night. So we've got for you 2 or 3 things here. First, a heavy fur-lined, fur-flap, sheepskin inside, winter cap, northern style. I don't know what it is. What do you call it, Harry?
Oh, boy, it's a wow to me.
It's a wow? Well, there's some gloves. Wait a minute, fellas. There's some gloves, fur-lined and all, that goes with it. And for that boat of yours, a 2.5 horsepower Neptune outboard motor. Can you use it?
Boy, can I ever.
Thank you a lot. All right, okay, Warren.
It was the new anti-aircraft guns on Battleship X, the South Dakota, that downed so many Jap planes. And all our ships now equipped have been shooting them down like clay pigeons ever since. They weigh tons, and yet at the pressure of a finger, they whip around up and down like a hunter's shotgun. Here's where they're made. And I want you to meet another man who's done his bit overseas, enlisted in 1941, had a medical discharge, returned home, and 1 week later was back in the fight here at Northern Pump, making these guns. He's 32, from Minneapolis, John Archer. Say, look, John, do you realize that alarm clock hasn't gone off yet? It looks as though you're going to get that surprise, whatever it is. Say, before that happens, let's present you with your regular Bromo Seltzer gifts, huh? We have for you a Gruen Verathin wristwatch with a luminous dial and sweet second hand, and something that'll be so nice to come home to, a fine, comfortable, overstuffed maple rocking chair.
Oh, gee, that's fine.
How do you like that?
Thank you very much.
Say, John... John, what were you doing before you went into the Army?
I was an embalmer.
Not a bomber, but an embalmer.
Embalmer.
Well, why didn't you go back to it when you returned home?
Well, I figured that we had a little job of undertaking the Japs, or doing a little job of undertaking on the Japs.
I see. This is the best place to do it while you're around here. Well, is your job here any easier than the one you had overseas?
No, I should say not. We work from 18 to 20 hours a day. And so the people here shouldn't kick when they work 12, I don't think.
And they're not getting shot at here, either.
That's right.
Well, have you heard anyone in this plant say, take it easy, don't work so hard, huh?
Oh, no, you couldn't do that here. I'm sure they'd have you on the move pretty soon.
Uh-oh, there goes the alarm clock. And there's no $10 attached to that alarm clock. And there's no $10 attached to that alarm clock this time. It's a surprise.
Yes, sir.
Where is it? Way down to our right, a huge crane is lifting up and bringing over here to the stage a crate. And in the crate is a purebred Guernsey bull. No, I should say it's a bullet. It's 4 years old. And he's been donated by Mr. J.B. Hawley. Comes from his farm up the road a piece. Here he comes, John. Look at him. Isn't he cute?
Oh, it's swell.
You know what his registered name is? It's Northern Park Pop. Uh-oh.
Take it home with you.
Is he a beauty? Arn?
What? I think we've topped Fred Allen's ego.
Oh, yes. Say, just want to tell you that his grandpappy, Boulder Bridge Sterling, won 5 grand state championships. What are you going to do with him, John?
I think I'll start in the cattle business.
Fine. Thank you very much, John Archer. And we wish you the best of luck and good health and everything else.
Thank you, Warren.
Don't throw that bull, will you?
No, I won't.
Well, that really is a beauty. Yeah.
Parks, you could use him down on the ranch, you know.
I'll tell you, I'd sure like to have that. I may talk to him right after it's over, see if I can trade him out of it. Yes, sir, folks, it looks as though Ferdinand the Bull, having flown through the air on that 25-ton crane with the greatest of ease, with that contented look on his face, has stopped our broadcast here at Northern Pump.
Oh, we hate to leave Minneapolis and these grand folks, but Vox Pop has a job to do next Monday at the Lockbourne Army Air Base in Columbus, Ohio.
And it'll be an intensely interesting job there because it's the Army Air Force's War College for Flying Fortress Pilots.
They're men who've been out in combat and are back for refresher courses and further instruction. Gosh, I wonder what else those men can learn. Well, we'll find out next Monday.
And folks, before we go, won't you mail us that note or the postcard and tell us the 3 interviews that stand out in your mind during the past 2 years or so on Vox Pop? Just tell us a little something about any interview that you recall. We'll be able to spot the person. Tell us the 3 interviews that you like best on Vox Pop. Mail your card or letter to Vox Pop, CBS, New York. We sure will appreciate it if you'll do it and do it soon. Good night, folks.
So long, everybody.
The appearance of Army and Navy personnel on this broadcast does not necessarily constitute endorsement of our product, as their regulations do not permit the endorsement of any product.
Be sure to join Vox Pop, the show that travels America, next week when it visits Columbus, Ohio. And remember, Bromo Seltzer brings you another great show, The Adventures of Ellery Queen. It's radio's most exciting mystery thriller, so be sure to listen. See your paper for time and station. Meantime, whenever you get a common thick headache, nerves on edge, stomach upset, do as our Vox Pop train says, and fight headache three ways with Bromo-Seltzer. Get it?
I did it! Three ways!
Bromo-Seltzer, 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 Bromo-Seltzer.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.